At 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky at 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high around 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Topping the news, authorities in southwest Iowa are on the lookout for a man suspected in a shooting incident early this morning in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 34-year-old Rafael Batista is suspected of shooting 36-year-old Clyde Ziegler several times. The incident happened at 407 4th Street at around 12:15 a.m. Ziegler was flown by medical helicopter to an Omaha hospital where he was reported to be in critical condition. Batista is described as being an Hispanic male about 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 170 to 180 pounds. He has black hair, brown eyes, and a dark complexion. Authorities say it appears he suffered a gunshot wound to his left hand. Area hospitals have been put on alert to notify authorities of anyone coming in with suspicious wounds, especially to their hand or hands. Batista is considered to be armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about his location should contact Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500 or call 911. Now, multiple law enforcement agencies converged on Red Oak during a search for the suspect this morning, including deputies from Cass County, an aircraft from the Omaha Police Department, and the Iowa State Patrol. The Red Oak K-9 unit was also deployed in an attempt to locate Batista. At around 2 a.m., Montgomery County emergency management officials issued a code red alert to residents at the request of Red Oak Police, urging residents in Red Oak to remain in their homes as a possibly armed suspect was at large. Red Oak Police gave the all clear to any immediate threat in or around the Red Oak area just before 5 a.m. Authorities in Cass County have released additional details about an accident that occurred Friday morning in a construction zone on Interstate 80 westbound near the Marnie exit. According to a press release from Cass County Attorney Dan Feistner and information provided by the State Patrol, the driver of the minivan, 33-year-old Bruce S. Bingle Jr. of Hamilton, Ohio, and his 29-year-old wife, Brandy Bingle, also of Hamilton, were injured when the 2005 Chevy Adventure minivan crashed into two unoccupied pickups, a 2004 Chevy Silverado and a 2001 Ford F-250, that were parked in a construction zone. The State Patrol says Bruce Bingle did not merge to the left and continued into the construction area, hitting barrel barricades before crashing into two parked pickups. Officials say he was wearing a seatbelt while his wife was not. That accident happened at around 7:19 a.m. Friday. Now, Dan Feisner said the Iowa State Patrol arrived on the scene shortly thereafter and found the couple outside the vehicle, both having sustained bodily injuries from the accident. Construction workers were on the scene, and while rendering aid to Brandy Bingle, were informed by her that her husband allegedly intentionally had driven into the barricades and equipment of the construction zone in an attempt to kill them both. The full extent of the injuries to both individuals is unknown at this time. However, Brandy Bingle appears to have suffered broken bones, lacerations to the body, and bruising. Bruce Bingle was first transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic and became combative with law enforcement and medical staff during the transport. And while at the hospital, a Cass County DRE officer, or drug recognition expert, arrived at CCMH and performed drug tests on both the driver and obtained a urine sample for further testing. Bruce Bingle Jr. was transported by Lifelight to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Brandy Bingle was also transported by ambulance to UNMC. The Iowa State Patrol later obtained a search warrant for the purposes of examining the vehicle for collision investigation. No criminal charges have been filed at this time, and the matter remains under further investigation. Marnie, Atlantic, and Walnut Fire and Rescue, Cass County Emergency Management, the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Cass County Attorney all provided assistance to the Iowa State Patrol in conducting their investigation. Three Atlantic residents were arrested Thursday on drug and other charges. The police department said Friday that 27-year-old Mary Nowatzki was charged with possession of a controlled substance, two counts of child endangerment, and gathering where controlled substances were used. 28-year-old Derek McDermott was charged with possession with the intent to deliver, gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, two counts of child endangerment, and delivery of a controlled substance. And 30-year-old Cody Hansen faces charges that include conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. All three Atlantic residents were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says several people were arrested over the course of this past week. Three people were taken into custody on Wednesday, including 18-year-old Sarah Jo Porter of Cumberland, who was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for being a minor in possession of alcohol. Porter was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $400 bond. 32-year-old Jason D. Hilbert was arrested Wednesday in Cass County on a Nebraska warrant for violation of parole. Hilbert was taken to the Cass County Jail and held pending an extradition hearing. And 43-year-old Scott Matthew Hoppert of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Hoppert was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $25,000 bond. Also on Thursday of this week, 45-year-old Martha Evelyn Shahan Adams of Grove Hill, Alabama, was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Adams was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. Also arrested Thursday was 50-year-old Timothy Dean Iltz of Wyota. Iltz was charged with serious assault. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. And an official with the City of Atlantic was involved in an accident Thursday morning. The Cass County Sheriff's Office has a private vehicle driven by 29-year-old John Lund, assistant to City Administrator Doug Harris, was struck at around 11:50 a.m. as Lund was slowing to turn left off of Poplar Street. As he was turning, Lund's 2007 Toyota Corolla was hit on the left side by a 2008 Hyundai driven by 74-year-old Ray Martin Rasmussen of Walnut. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $6,500. There were no citations issued. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Gary A. Jessen, Sr., age 70, of Omaha, died Wednesday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Gary Jessen, Sr. will be today at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Evelyn Gigi Akers Malone, age 95, of Greeley, Colorado, died April 29th. A celebration of life memorial service for Gigi Malone will be held today at noon at the Exira Lions Club Community Center in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Helen Ludwig, age 93, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Ludwig will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Earlham Friends Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Opal Birch, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Birch will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Dennis Othout, age 68, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Dallas County. Funeral services for Dennis Othout will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Patricia Schmidt, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Patricia Schmidt will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Millie Eskov, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Services for Millie Eskov are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Howard Hoover, age 66, of Fontenelle, the husband of Claudia Stutzman, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Howard Hoover are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.